Here we go. So welcome. I am going to just begin by getting centered, and I invite you to do the same. Taking a few deep breaths, bringing your awareness to your heart. Holding space for you to be exactly where you are. In this moment, in whatever state you are in, not necessarily literally state, but state of being. And today is Sunday, April 9th, 2017. And I will begin by just offering up a picture of what my perceptions are collectively, and if they resonate, that's fine. And if they don't, then no worries. But just wanted to give a picture of the current patterns before we proceed. So the first thing is, we are just really moving into this very raw, intense and dynamic stage of us really being with the self. And although it seems as if there are a lot of important things out there, things that call our attention or show us parts of the world that may be heavy or scary or even exciting, the essence is that we are really coming deeply into our experience and awareness and perceptions of self. So this is where I'm leading us today in this guided journey. Because as we have such acute awareness of self, the self that shows up first and, let's say, noticeably and even harshly to the perception, are our shortcomings, are our imperfections, our feelings of perhaps unworthiness, or even self-loathing. So it's very interesting, as I was coming into this particular meditation today, in this bit around self-loathing was showing up, and the human me is thinking, oh my gosh, yuck, who wants to do a meditation that's about self-loathing? Wouldn't we want to go into love? And in reality, the only thing to fix, the only thing to heal in our lives is our perception that we are anything less than loving, lovable, love. And the perceptions are switching from self-judgment, self-criticism, self-loathing, to at some point, absolute, not just acceptance, but unconditional, joy-filled, celebratory love towards self. And for many, that's almost unfathomable. It's hard to imagine what would that actually feel like. So as I speak, just allow your breath to soften, your belly to expand with each breath. Many of us hold our anger towards the world, towards ourself, somewhere in our bodies. Oftentimes it's the jaw, you know, if we grit our teeth, you know. So just go ahead and stretch that jaw if you feel inclined. Massage perhaps that frown. And it's not trying to fix anything. We're not trying to stop any kind of undercurrent, but to simply soften physically wherever there might be tension. And right now there's each of you. So if you want to, as you stretch your mouth and your jaw, to either let out some deep sighs or breaths as you exhale. Or any kind of moan. I won't scream, but if you feel like screaming and feel safe to scream and release, like when you're on a ride and that ride is so invigorating, one way to release all the tension that is building up in your body is by screaming. Much of that tension can simply be softened with these tools: opening the jaw, stretching it, massaging the face, the eyebrows, wherever you're called. Releasing some deep sighs from the body. And if there's any place in your physical body that is saying, hey, what about me? I'm feeling a little bit of tension here. And give yourself not just permission, but the luxury, the joy, the love of bringing nurturance to that area. And as we go into this meditation, the first thing I want you to really open up to and allow is the knowing you're absolutely safe. Absolutely safe right now to be who you are. To be where you are, to feel whatever you feel. So what we're going to do is we're going to sort of conjure up or experience. Now, what I'm offering here is, yes, I'm going to, explore and allow for this element, this perception of self unworthiness and self-loathing. And so it will probably feel very tender and raw and tricky. So at any time, if you feel like it's too much for you, please feel free to step out, to give yourself a physical hug, to go ground outside, to remember, I am so, so, so safe and loved right now. If you have a pet, that pet can really offer you that. You can go out and be with nature. But we are going to go into this exploration. So in addition to recognizing that you are absolutely safe, if you feel as if you need some elements to support you, I invite you to bring a shield of some kind, to gather a shield. It could be a visual, imaginary, oscillating bright golden light. It could be, a beautiful knight's shield, whether it be some lions like Lancelot or whoever. It can be a huge heart that can just take whatever and reflect back love. That's only if you need one. And I also invite you to conjure up, to ask for your higher self, for your entourage, your angels, your guides, for source to absolutely show up for you and to witness and hold space for you as we explore with as much neutrality as possible. And I will invite feelings in, but I absolutely don't want the feelings to overwhelm you or for you to feel isolated. So you are absolutely safe. So again, let's take some deep breaths, bringing awareness to your shield, to your state of being, to your guides, to this present moment. What I want you to do now is just start to allow for your own familiarity with feelings of unworthiness to show up, to be somewhere in your awareness. If you are an empath and it just happens to show up in your body, then that's fine. And if you want to imagine instead for it to show up on a movie screen separate from you, that's fine. Just bring your awareness to those feelings and beliefs of unworthiness. For me, I'm just going to imagine it as a book. in front of me, or a scroll, let's say. And now just observe with curiosity, not necessarily judgment or pity or shame, but simply observe and look. As if you were reading a book or doing a scan, a CAT scan for someone else, where is that unworthiness? Or watching a movie. And of course, humanly, as we observe a CAT scan, or if we observe a movie or read a book, human emotions can arise. But in some respect, we feel safe because it is not so-called us. So I am simply offering that you look at you as something to observe, as a movie or a book or a scan, and say, I just want to observe this unworthiness. If you feel it in your body, just notice, where is it? If it's showing you a movie, maybe you'll see different places in which that part of the movie showed up. Or in this scroll somewhere on the timeline. And just observe. Is it a color? Is it a story or a situation? And just fully notice and be aware of these feelings and beliefs of unworthiness. Now I'm going to ask that you bring that feeling, bring that experience or belief a little more closely into your being so that you begin to actually feel it in bite-sized pieces. Breathe into it. Where is that unworthiness? What is that? How does that make me feel? Is it lodged in my body somewhere? Was it given to me? Did I take it on? And stay with your breath and your observing and somewhat experiencing. Just notice. And the next thing I want you to ask is this mine? Is this personally my belief, my feelings? And if the answer is yes, just be with that. And go deeper into your noticing and awareness. And if the answer is no, not really, then follow that with curiosity. Whose is this? Is this an imprint or an overlay of a system? Is this projections from my parents? Are these stories that have been fed to me? And then notice the interactions, the touch points in which you took them on, made them yours in some way. And again, notice where that is in the body or in your energy field. Just bring awareness. And again, take some deep breaths, keeping you present and safe and grounded. And in as much neutrality as possible. Now what I want you to ask is, what am I to do with this feeling or belief of unworthiness right now? What am I to do with this right now? And of course, there are infinite possibilities. I will just simply name a few. I am to hold on to this because it's something I've agreed to hold on to, and it makes me feel human. I am to hold space for this feeling and belief in unworthiness in this moment, to simply notice the patterning. I am to get really clear about my relationship with my unworthiness so that I can release aspects that aren't serving me. I am to pull out any energetic stuckness of unworthiness. And when I say ask, if you humanly go, I don't know, I don't have an answer, remember your guides, your entourage, source is with you. And even though you personally may not hear an answer or sense or feel or know, these beings of love do. Again, breathe. Now we're going to take it a little bit deeper for a moment before we move into the next phase. But the next part right now is to notice the relationship or where that unworthiness has calcified, sharpened into self-loathing. Allow for that feeling of self-loathing, however tiny or large it is, to simply show you where it is. Most self-loathing is so, so hidden, so dark, so unconscious that we are here in safety, with our guides, with our beings of light, to illuminate so that we may observe and recognize and perhaps with the support of these beings of light and love, have compassion. But we don't have to feel the compassion personally right now. Simply allow for the radiation, for the pulsating, for the aliveness of that feeling and belief of self-loathing. Do your best to absolutely stay present with whatever is going on in your system, in your body, as this belief, as this, let's call it for a moment, entity of self-loathing comes out of the darkness for us to recognize, to witness. Again, breathing. Feeling. Observing. Allowing. Let this being, this entity, stretch and grow and really just be as big as it needs to be. Do you feel shame? Are you experiencing fear? Is there a sense of relief that this being is just there, out of the closet, out of the darkness? Allow your body to do what it needs to do, to just experience this full expression, this entity, this belief, to be fully experienced in this moment with safety, with all of our guides who only know love, who only know compassion, to just be witnessed, to be held, to be seen, to be felt. Now, our job is not to force anything. But if you feel inclined to allow that energy of the self-loathing being to be moved, to be shaken, to be expressed physically as it just comes out and gets to express and be experienced, then you can allow your body to do what needs to be done freely, safely, lovingly in this moment. And again, you have that shield that is oscillating golden light or projecting love or giving you courage. And you have your highest self, your source, your entourage, all of your oneness that only knows love, that only knows compassion, to completely surround and be present with all of this that is happening in this moment, with this belief, with this entity and experience of self-loathing. You have a choice here. You can choose to surrender all of your self-loathing to the best of your human ability, to your guides, to Source, to higher forms of consciousness and love and light. And or you can tuck little bits of it back in your body somewhere if you choose, or in your energy field. And perhaps that will happen naturally if there's things that still want to be experienced by you, whether it's your highest self or your ego. But recognize that you, your powerful human spiritual being, are always at choice, are always absolutely perfect, are always loved, lovable, just as you are. And that as we move through these higher states of self-awareness and consciousness and love consciousness, self-loathing may not be what we wish to carry any longer. And we'll, at these higher frequencies, completely dissolve, because they just don't resonate in that field. Again, allow for the breath. And as we come to a close of this journey together, do whatever feels most resonant with your meditation, with your processing of this experience. If you want to, let's say, continue to wipe away and shed whatever isn't serving you, if you want to take a shower, literally, or a hot bath or a salt bath, or if you want to go and stand in nature, or drink some tea, holding yourself with such tender, loving admiration for what you allowed today, for your courage, for your willingness, and thank yourself for being you today, right now, in this moment, because you showed up for you and you are willing to be vulnerable, perhaps a little frightened, maybe even overwhelmed in this state of awareness of some very human, very old, very common shadowy aspects of self. And so come back into your body as you choose, with love, with grace, with knowing that you are absolutely where you need to be. And from my home to yours, from my soul, from my awareness and love to you. Blessings and namaste. Have a wonderful rest of your day. So much love. So much love.